Goldilocks Productions provides professional internet, TV, and radio shows in the spiritual and New Age genre.
Enjoy this presentation of the Jimmy Mack Healing Show.
Hey guys, coming to you live tonight, Tampa Bay area of Florida. Hope everybody's doing well. We have had some wild technical stuff today, but it's all good. You just got to laugh about it. I even had to do a workaround on the YouTube, usual recording. Kept saying, we got your thumbnail picture, and then it was processing to think about recording me. So anyway, it's just kind of funny, one thing after another, technologically. I can't wait to ask tonight's guest about that. Gosh, whether it's an astrological thing or a meteorite shower or what the heck's going on, but it's coming out of every area. It's quite funny. Anyway, we're thrilled you're with us tonight. We always have fun here on our show, and please, by all means, dial in tonight. If you listen to us on the web, of course, you can listen, and that's fine. You'll also hear the replay as well. If you do want to get on live and ask questions and you'd like to get a free reading or a free healing, 713-955-0594 is the number. You have to press 1 if you want to raise your hand. I've had some very close friends through the years, and I swear to you, they go, Jimmy, I called that number, and I hung on the phone for a solid hour. And I said, did you press 1? And they said, huh? Press 1. I said, yeah, I told you like 3 times, press 1, raise your hand. So even my dear friends for decades seem to be challenged with it. So anyway, we're glad you're here. Lots of good stuff happening. Reach out anytime. info@jimmymackhealing.com. We're there to help you. Just send us an email. We have a weekly TGI Wednesday newsletter. It's filled with different things, affirmations, obviously audio, video, when we can get it working, and all kinds of offerings and inspiration for everybody out there. Really, that's what we're all about. That's what the show's all about. This is all giving it away for free, folks. You know, the old adage, they would say, find what you love and give it away for free. So we do an awful lot of that. You'd be shocked if I told you. So, pre-shadow of Mercury retrograde hits Friday. This, according to our producer, Reverend Tiffany White Sage Woman. Now it's starting to make sense. I swear to you it is. So anyway, kind of funny. So something to be mindful of. I don't get consumed by it. I just keep moving. You know, I used to laugh, my dear mentor in front of many, many years, and he used to say, Jimmy, you're so much bigger than the planets and astrology and whatever. And I go, yeah, but everybody else isn't. That's the problem. So, you know that the jails fill up, the hospital ERs fill up every time there's a full moon and some chaotic stuff going on. You better believe folks out there notice the difference. So anyway, stay tuned. We have different holiday shows throughout. Every week we go out of our way, of course, to have a different co-host and guest on with me. And, of course, we're going to do some readings tonight, some healings. So, by all means, call in, raise your hand. Stick to one question. Be as specific as you possibly can. We have folks all the time for many, many years, and they call in. They go, I don't know, just read me. It's like, no, if you have chronic headaches or you want to know about a relationship or business or job or something very specific, I promise you, you're going to be happier doing that than playing the just read me, guess it game. So just keep that in mind. All right. Tonight's special guest is Judy Thomases. She's been on with me before. She's awesome. She's really a great, great astrologer. And she's offered consultations, of course, for many years and utilized the tools of astrology, tarot card readings, of course, I Ching, to the aid of the client's path, and a new and deeper clarity began to evolve in Judy's work through the wise teachings Judy started receiving directly from her spirit guides, the Brotherhood of Light Workers. Not only were these teachings incorporated into her sessions, but their cumulative effect after years of doing such work was to awaken much greater awareness of the truth, often hidden behind life's illusions. Isn't that the truth? Emotional pain and entrapping struggle is now seen in a very different light, and Judy began integrating this viewpoint into the guidance she offers to clients today. And that's Judy's journey as well as her work, and it was transformed into the wisdom path. She has https://wisdompath.com. We're excited to have her on the show again. How are you tonight, Judy?
I'm great, Jimmy. I'm thrilled to be on with you again.
I love it. You and I always have fun. I love finding out what's going on astrologically and flipping cards and just mixing it up.
Charlotte
Spicer, I'm on her show every month, and it's called Spiritual Insights, and her intro says, be prepared for a metaphysical free-for-all. I love that.
I love
right?
it, too.
A little bit of everything.
Sounds great.
A little bit of everything. Yeah.
So I was enjoying your little intro about your technical problems and looking up what that might have been about. You know, we are leading up to Mercury retrograde in a couple of days, and also Venus is stationing, going direct this time, and they're both happening this week, at the end of the week, and Uranus has moved back into Aries and Jupiter is into Sag. What does that mean in English? Lots of changes, some stumble, some good stuff. So we can talk about all of this.
We need to. We have to.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, definitely. I'll give you the fastest version I can. I tried to record my normal message for folks that's going on the newsletter. So every Tuesday I record it live on YouTube and post it. And, of course, it says, you know, here's your snapshot, whatever, and we did that. And then it went to, all right, now you're live, but it's like it wasn't live. It was continually spinning, you know. It never would go live. So I tried it and, you know, hardwired the computer direct to cable. I did it wireless. I tried it from my phone. Nothing worked. So I finally had to record it through the computer and then upload it to YouTube that way. But, like, what a bunch of heartache. And so I even checked with my webmaster, and he said, no, Twitter sphere would have been lit up if that was a problem. But anyway, and your other joke is I deleted the cache. I signed out of, you know, Google-ness. I shut the computer down. I started all over again. I swear to you, I went through a dozen things. Nope, not happening. So, kind of funny.
Yeah, but, you know, like there's something else happening,
right?
Jimmy. There's something else happening with the... the Mercury, I hope everybody understands what Mercury retrograde is. It doesn't really go backwards in orbit around the sun. It just looks like it's doing it for a period of 3 weeks from our point of view, the Earth. So it looks like it's going backwards, and what we found over the centuries, astrologers, is that things related to Mercury symbolism, which would be communications, it could be transportation, it could be messages, misunderstandings, and during those 3 weeks periodically, it does get funky and things, your computer is a communications device, so those things go haywire. And on top of that, this Mercury station this week on Friday, as you said, or actually Saturday, is square to Neptune. That's foggy and confusing, and it's really hard under this aspect to see things clearly or to come to clear planning, clear decisions. If any of your listeners are interested, I have free Mercury retrograde cards for the last one for this year, which is now into early December. That's the last event, and then into next year. So it's like a free wallet card with explanation. I'd be happy to send it to anybody who emails me. And can
it.
I give them
the email address?
The email?
Absolutely, please.
It's Judy, spelled with an I, J-U-D-I, at wisdompath.com, path like road, P-A-T-H. So just ask for the 2019 Mercury Retrograde card. I'll be happy to send it to you. Of course, you need to give me your address because this is going to go by regular mail, postal. So, and then some of the other stuff that I mentioned, because you wanted me to, you know, give the listeners a little bit of planet Uranus, when these outer planets change signs, that's a big deal. It affects things. So it has been moving through Taurus in a more helpful thing to our nation, but it has retrograded back into Aries, and that'll be in effect until through early March. So it's like we're redoing some old business here, and it's a little. It has some friction and clashing to it, but also innovation. And then Jupiter's changed signs. That's a big deal because Jupiter is the ruler of the sign of Sagittarius, which it's going to be in for a year. So that should help people who are Sagittarians. It should help all the fire signs, the Aries and the Leos. And you're a Leo, so you'd be able to shine even more than now. You know,
ooh,
good stuff.
Well, I love that. Yeah, I tell everybody I'm not the guy who can't pass the mirror, Leo, because I got a ton of Pisces in me, and mystical, magical, and everything I have is pointing to houses of mysticism and healing and that sort of thing. So it's kind of interinting because the Leo guys, you know what I'm saying, right? So
Leo can, Leo is the entertainer. But there's not the only type of Leo. There's another type of Leo, and that's the noble leader. And Leos can be great, and their energy is very high. Leos are all heart. They can be brave. They can be very courageous. They can be very generous. So there is two sides, actually, of every sign. And the more evolved you are spiritually, the more you represent the higher nature of your own particular sun sign. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
I got two more dates.
That's all that.
Yeah.
Tell me.
More dates that people will maybe find important to them. And it's all happening this week. Not only is the Mercury retrograde occurring on November 17th and will last till December 6th, so that's a period where you probably shouldn't sign really important documents or make really major purchases if possible. But also, the day before this, on this week, the 16th, Venus is going direct in its own sign of Libra. That's actually very positive. That could be good for love life, money. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll take that.
Yeah.
That's a dream.
Absolutely.
And you know, too, I've told people before, if you're slap dab in the middle of Mercury retrograde, but you've been working on some project for a year, don't you feel like it's okay to finalize things during retrograde?
Yeah, if it's something that you're reviewing or redoing, revising, kind of like you said, you're working on it for a year, so you're tightening it up during that period or you're fleshing it out, and it's communications, right? I mean, that's a project or something. So, I would say wait until early December. The green light, it's not that long that you have to wait. It's not a terrible thing if you complete a project and want to put it out there under the retrograde. But depending on your own chart, it might be better to wait until that green light day, which is December 6th, and then you can move forward on it.
The moon stuff makes a huge difference, too. Don't you figure that? I mean, like, starting stuff on new moons or really.
Yes.
You know,
right,
like
right.
That.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if it's already a full moon, you do a press release or anything else, it's almost like it's, you know, nothing.
The full moon brings things to a peak, and the new moon is mm-hmm. like a new beginning. So, actually, the next new moon would be December 7th, and the Mercury direct is December 6th. That's a Thursday and a
wow.
Friday. So that would be your
great.
Green light day.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that. Folks, you better listen up, because that's some gold right there, I'm telling you. If you're looking for that new job, you're thinking about going to that Christmas party on the 7th, whatever day that is, to find that perfect girl, there you go.
There you go. Right. All right.
Hey, let's grab a caller, Judy. 212 is Bren from New York City. Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi. Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's going on? You have a question for Judy?
Yeah, I've got a question. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Brett.
Hi there. I'm trying to work on some new kind of artwork that I haven't done. It's been a long process, but I'm not quite catching it yet, and it has to do with, I guess, spirit art, where I might look at a photo of somebody and, you know, and then get impressions from that photo, and I would like to ask your guides to, like, comment on that. What is the process I need to do to kind of get into that channeling state or whatever so I can be open?
Well, that's a really good question. It's deep. It's very spiritual. So my guides are telling me, let me just explain to Jimmy, too, that I work with Astro Dice, which is astrological, like an oracle, and I work with tarot. I combine the two, which I'm going to be doing for his question. So what we have from the dice, Jupiter connected to Libra, which is relationships, and to the 11th house, which is groups, and we're also in the 11th month right now. So anything having to do with love, kindness, harmony, you can be expanded by. You might want to find yourself in a group environment with friends. That could be a group as well. So this is not doing it as a loner. You would need people's energy. You would need some kind of back and forth. Shoot higher. Your goals may not be as vast as you can actually achieve. You seem to be coming out of some kind of a low, and you are coming out of that. So if there was any kind of depression or illness or even a financial strain, that seems to be leaving. I see love and joy in your chart, some kind of a relationship thing. You are still waiting, some kind of period of solitude or kind of feeling that you need to restore energy. So we are seeing you as accomplishing really great things, but I think that your energy, either you have to help it change by relating well to people, or you have to give yourself a certain amount of time to come out of what your issues were previously.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
Good luck.
That's a lot. Yeah, right. Keep us posted, friend. That's some good stuff there. I would tell you, too, I mean, if you're doing that kind of art and drawing people and whatever, grab every friend and family and friends of family and the family friend's friend's pet and whatever. And, you know, build your portfolio with that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah, it does.
Because I hear what she's saying, too, and you might go bigger than that the faster you get with that sort of thing. What a neat thing to have at some party, right?
Oh, a party would be perfect.
I'm telling you, people would stand in line for you to do me that. Like, oh, my God, they'd drive you nuts. They'd follow you home.
Don't you feel that it's some sort of... Yeah, I feel like he could almost give these impromptu, not readings, but insights through his art to people.
Yeah.
I do some readings now and again myself anyway, but so...
Well, throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. right.
Gosh.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a great night. Thanks. Yeah, don't you find, too, Judy, everybody, I always ask my co-hosts and guests, too, I find that, and I have what my mother calls terribly wealthy and terribly famous clients, and the happiest people I know do a little bit of everything. They kind of piddle, you know. And, you know, don't you feel like that? That's kind of you, too, right? Grabbing whatever from the...
Sure. I think I have a philosophy of walking through almost every door that opens, unless you get some radar that's telling you not to. You know, your intuition is giving you that signal. But otherwise, if you're just resisting or anxious or insecure and telling yourself full of doubts or, you know, like questioning, forget that. Just try it, you know?
Right.
Try it.
Right. Well, I said to somebody the other day, I've reached the age I'm at now, and I'm telling you for the rest of my life, I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do, Judy. If somebody goes, go with us to this funeral or this wedding and it's 100 miles away, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, there's wisdom. There's wisdom.
Yeah, so I would encourage everybody, you know, if you're 25, yeah, start that rule now. Don't wait till you're my age or Judy's age or older. It's like, no, I've done enough. You know, that's it. I'm done.
Well, you shouldn't be pressured.
To me, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, don't let yourself be pressured or guilted into doing something that your intuition is screaming, no, no, no. I'm a firm believer in listening and honing your intuition. You have to kind of practice to listen to it, and because it's a really good teacher. The word intuition means inner teacher, and it's teaching you. It's kind of your guide, your navigator. A lot of people, they have a good intuition, but they override it. And that's what you're saying. When your friend is putting guilt on you or pressuring you to do this or do that, and your intuition is saying, well, I don't really feel right, don't do it. On the other hand...
Yeah, because you never know. You could be riding with them, and they end up getting in a car wreck because of you, or you're with them, or whatever, and it just goes horribly wrong.
Yeah.
You know, my intuition's so ridiculously strong that if they tell me don't go across the street, I don't.
Yeah, and, you know, the opposite
is,
it's true, the opposite, too, Jimmy. Like, there are people who should be doing an action. Pick up the phone and call so-and-so, or, you know, try that.
And they don't.
And they don't. And their intuition is saying, do it, do it, do it. And they're... like, their fear is what's stopping them. So the reverse works as well.
Right. Very important, folks. You better just have pen and paper everywhere or listen to the replay. Hey, let's grab another caller. 347, Katie in New York. How are you tonight, honey?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Great, honey. Yeah, you want to speak up. It's hard to hear you, just so you know, love.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, now we can. Good job. Okay.
Hi, Katie.
For Judy.
Hi.
Hi.
I am trying to attract a new job that where I feel, you know, happy to go to work with a company either I can grow with or I can make, you know, I want to take care of myself and have more than enough money. And I'm just wondering, what are you picking up like in my, because I'm kind of working on changing my vibration and different things like that.
What is your sign? What is your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Ah, that's like me. I'm a Capricorn, too. There's a lot going on in the sign of Capricorn, Saturn, and Pluto. Pluto, are you later in the sign, like around the 15th or afterwards of the month? Cause, or
no,
like I'm around the 10th or 11th?
You mean of the month? Or
of the month. Time? Of the month.
Of
your
December.
Birthday. Are you a December Capricorn?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're early Capricorn. See, just to tell the audience, the sign changes around the 21st of every month. So when we say whether you're early or late, that's what we mean. All right. So Pluto being in Capricorn is definitely an energy of transformation, big maybe career transformation, and you're probably picking that up as well. You may feel that things are going very slowly, like molasses right now, but they should pick up.
Yes.
They should pick up. Let me try the dice and see what we get. Okay, so we got Neptune, which is uncertainty or vagueness, not quite clarity yet, with Gemini. Now, does your work have anything to do with speaking, writing, communicating, data, information? Have you been doing anything with that? You have some abilities there.
Yeah, I do. With the job I'm doing, I mean, the job, the job I will, I'm looking for, like, legal work.
Legal work? Okay. All right. So that is your heart's desire right now, your goal, but it's not clearly formed enough. So one of the things that I want to suggest to you is to do more specifics. Write out a list of exactly, do it this way, what do you like and what do you not like in terms of what you want to do with your work. And once you put that list together, the way you want to understand yourself and go in the direction of enjoyment. Right now, I don't feel that you're enjoying what you're doing, regardless of whether you're making enough financially. I do feel that you have this ability with ideas, with almost with people, that you can talk to people well. And I think that's a gift that you have. And yes. I do feel that you are also a spiritual temperament, which would mean that you want, if you're going to be in the law, you want to help people. You want to do something that changes their lives for the better. So there's an altruism here, okay? And I think that, let's call it the rat race, does not appeal to you, you know, just to have a job to make, you know, pay your bills. So you want something more aspirational, something that gives you a good feeling that you've helped others. And I think you are a very compassionate person because I see that you have had some struggles that you are moving ahead with. I got some good news for you about relationships. Are you in a relationship right now? Because the Lover's card is coming up.
No. No time for that, I'll bet.
Well, there it is. It's
make
there.
Time for that.
There
I'll
you
make
go.
Time. I love you already, Katie. That's awesome.
That's great. So that'll help you. You know, it's not all about job and money and career. It's also about putting together something that will make your heart feel good. And, you know, every day that you go to work, you'll love it. So the best suggestion I have for you right now is to spell out exactly, to try to, like, ground yourself and focus and make it tangible as to exactly what you like. For instance, do you need certain hours? Do you want to work in a certain part of your environment, the home, a place in the city, what your commute is? Everything, you have to nail it down right now. But you are going to go through a period where you feel like you're carrying a heavy load and there's no relief. And all I can tell you about that is just keep on keeping on. It'll change.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
love
you.
That.
You were right
you
on.
That's
you're
really
right
good
right
for
on.
Immigration law to come through for you, just so you know.
Okay, thank you. There's a lot of jobs in that area now.
Yeah, consider
that, because I'm telling you that you would feel like you're really helping somebody. You know, nothing in that is cheap, and, you know, they do okay, and you become much more involved with your client. You know who Mr. Rodriguez is, as opposed to, you know, moving them through the system fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
we're
yeah,
doing, you know.
Okay, blessings, Katie.
People work in the background.
Thank
you.
You
too. Thanks
thank
for your
you.
Call, honey.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You bet.
Thanks so much.
Love that. Gosh, that's so poignant, Judy. I love it. For you know, first time caller kind of thing. So
yeah,
really cool.
Yeah. It was cool that you picked up.
Caller.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
cool. That was cool. Great.
My, Yeah, my one of my best friends is my mother calls him the bald-headed lawyer, so he's a litigator. So I hear more about law stuff than I ever wanted to know. You know, and we're really soulmates from lifetimes ago because he wanted to do what I do, and you know, I thought about doing what he does.
Mm.
And we're both thankful we didn't choose each other's path after we hear the horror stories over dinner. So quite funny.
You swapped the horror stories. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We just make each other laugh.
Well, don't you think, Jimmy, that we're all kind of on a path of our prior choosing, that we have free will, but we're also kind of answering a mission or an inner calling? See, I teach a metaphysical group monthly, and you know, one of the things I'm telling people is sometimes your soul task or mission or whatever you want to call it is personal. It may not have to do with what you achieve in the world. It could be on the inner level what you achieve, but we all come with some kind of roadmap, let's call it. And the more we can fulfill that, the better we're going to feel. And the more we can hear what we're supposed to do, the more we're in the flow, we're aligned, you know, and then life goes more smoothly. So, like, this caller was not yet hearing exactly where she was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But that's available to her, you know, the more tuned in she gets,
awesome.
Right?
You know, my joke is the two psychics meet in the middle of the road, and the one says to the other, "You're fine, how am I?"
I didn't hear that one. I love
it.
It's good.
Yeah, you get it, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, and she might pick up on stuff on you, but she can't see the forest for the trees, and that's where your, you know, stones come in, and you're throwing little, you know, whatever there, and all those things, and your intuition's really, really helping her. So it's almost like spirit speaking through us to help them. And that's our altruistic mission.
Absolutely.
That's phenomenal.
You can call us agents. You could call us conduits. You could call us, some of us are mediums. All those words mean an intermediate between spirit and the third party. And that's what our job is. That's what our joy is. Isn't it joyful when you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I call it the way shower. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. Okay.
Showing the way.
Yeah. The pathfinder.
We're going to grab another caller here in a second. Tell, tell folks the best way to get a hold of you, honey. You like email, phone, voice?
I do like email. I like email. It's Judy with an I at wisdompath.com. You can also find a lot of free stuff, articles and podcasts on wisdompath.com. And I want to tell people that through Wisdom Path or by emailing me, if you'd like to receive my free monthly newsletter, it has a channeled message in it every month. It has astrological tidbits, and it's got some other good content. And you know, the readership can always expand. It's for free, so just let me know. Send me an email. And also, if you want to book a consultation, I will work by phone anywhere around the world. Actually, I take credit cards, PayPal, and so forth. So just let me know.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, well said. And I get your newsletter, so it's awesome. It's very in-depth. So folks should sign up for that by all means. And, yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff.
Hey, we got an international caller. Yeah, we'll take next. International caller, you're on line one.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Di here, 13 hours ahead of
you. Hey, how are you?
We're
glad you called in, honey. You have a question for Judy?
Yes, Judy, thank you. You sound lovely. It's I have to relocate. I've been in the current apartment for 15 years, and I'm quite desperately seeking somewhere. So I would like some energy or thoughts about that. I have
about
a week or two.
Okay, what's your first name? I didn't catch it.
Diane.
Diane. Sure. Okay, hi, Diane. Good morning, by the way.
Hello.
Or is it evening? I know it's evening here. Okay, let's see what our dice say to the question about guidance for relocating, the concept or the idea of relocating soon. Okay, so we have the North Node, always a great answer to a question, a yes answer, that is correct or that is your path. The seventh house in Libra shows up, so that's relationships and possibly relocating because of a relationship or relocation as the means of finding a relationship. Are you in a relationship now?
No.
Okay, so relocating is definitely the right move for you. Now let's see what the cards are going to be telling me in reference to this particular issue. And we have an important choice that has to be considered. The reason that you want to leave your current place of residence may be that you feel you are weighed down or constricted, or maybe there's not enough job opportunities for you there. But don't be tempted to relocate for, like, the wrong reasons.
I have to regret, okay, I've got a broken leg and I'm on the third floor and there's no elevator. So
yes, but I'm talking... There are medical reasons. Okay, but I'm still talking about the type of choice that you should make. Now, what is your sign? Maybe I can get some more information on that.
I'm an Aquarian on the cusp. I'm born on the 22nd of January.
Okay. All right. Well, very close to my daughter's birthday. Two signatures occurring right now for Aquarius. Uranus coming into a sextile and Jupiter also in a sextile. And actually in the month of January, Mars is in Aries, so that's also helping you. So can you stay where you are for like another month, month and a half?
No.
So this would have to be an immediate move. There might be some kind of temporary situation for the time being until you can actually find the right place. Okay. Are you considering moving in with someone, like a roommate?
I haven't thought about that, no.
This would be the temporary situation, okay? But that's tricky. So I would have to say that the way I see it, the month of January would be the best time for you to find and be in a place that's more solid or more permanent. I'm not getting, in a quick reading like this, a particular place. I'm getting general. But if you can give me some of your choices, like one or two, I can see if that's favorable or not for you. Do you have anything in mind, a location in mind?
The location would be Mosman Park, which is where I'm currently living.
Okay.
I would like to stay in the area of Mosman Park.
Okay, so let's see if you'll be able to stay in that area. There's some doubts about that. Things are in transition. I would say that it's hard to find the right spot, the opening for you, and you would not have a clear answer on that for a while. Is there any second location that you are considering beyond that?
Cottesloe.
Okay, let's try that. Okay. All right. But I'm not seeing that as the best answer. So you still would still be better off where you are now, but you would probably have to wait for either the right place to open up, and that may be not clear to you, not available to you for at least, I'm getting at least 3 weeks. The other place, the second plan B is... you would stay there a long time but not be happy, so that might not be like the first floor. It's also important, let me just close by saying that it's also important that you don't make the choice of where to live only because you are incapacitated right now, because that's going to change. And so you have basically a temporary problem, and you don't want to lock yourself into the wrong place based on something that will heal and change for you. Okay?
Yes.
All right, darling. Very
true.
Good luck.
Yes, that's very true. Thank you.
Very true. Very well said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, honey. Yes, always. We'll chat soon.
Thank you.
You see, you know, we were talking about, you know, your intuition, and I guess that goes to making choices and everything, and sometimes emotions come in and you make your choice because, you know, everything is urgent and whatever, but you really have to listen. You have to calm yourself down, even in the midst of whatever, and, you know, try to hear the best thing. So, yeah, people, they may have a bit of a problem learning how to listen. So maybe our theme, if there's anything tonight, is just to hone your intuition and tune in.
Love that. Yeah, without question, because, you know, if things aren't, even if we have to move out on a certain date, you know, I think it helps astrologically to know, hey, the best possible move for you, let's say, is in January, so you may as well, you know, be somewhere temporarily, like you said. Could be with friends, could be a extended stay kind of place.
Yeah,
sure enough, first week in January, you know, the most awesome place you ever thought you'd be opens up,
right.
The way spirit works. Yeah,
timing is really important. Right,
everything. It's huge. Couldn't agree with you more. Gosh. Well, let me throw my hat in the ring, honey. Throw cards for me, chicken bones, whatever you got. My date of birth is August 19th. It's 8:11 p.m.
August. So the Leo,
yep.
August 19th,
yep.
Is on the cusp. So you're almost out of Leo into Virgo. Okay. So a late Leo is actually going to be very benefited in this year to come. We can look ahead to when it's really beneficial for you. Not that you need that, because everything is going great, but if you really want something spectacular...
Oh, it can always be better, honey. That's not
always...
many more people you and I can help. Go.
You bet. You know it. So what we're looking for with a very late Leo is when Jupiter will trine your sun. And that will be next year, basically around this time. Jupiter comes into the end of Sagittarius, and that is a lot of success and, you know, things ramping up in a good way. Let me also do the dice and see. I mean, you said we should have specific questions, right? So what specific question?
Oh, I'm fine with career and all that.
Career?
I think I'd throw out the relationship stuff more
than
anything. Career.
You know, okay.
It's on fire.
Yeah.
It's on fire right
now. Wow,
so
look at this.
Good.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're not kidding. The sun in Aries is fire, and it's something bold, and it's something fresh and new. So people with strong Aries or Aries energy right now, tying in with that Uranus trine to your sun in January 6th or 7th, this is very excellent for you. This would be almost like branching out into something new. Now, Uranus, astrologically, to your Leo, is techie. It could be something that you do with technology that is fresh and new. So, you know, explore all the different things that are going on right now, social media, equipment, anything like that. Very good. Now, I also see you, this is not really a surprise, but I see you like in a partnership or working, bouncing off someone else. And there's a mixed message here, because Aries is very independent and very much like a loner. They want to do it themselves. They want to do it their way. But the seventh house is working like a team, working with another. So your fresh approach right now might be with some either a partner or somebody that you team up with and are able to do a very fresh new thing. I love the month of January for you, and even into February.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? January into February.
Yeah.
And then it's spectacular at the next year this time. It comes to a height or a peak, okay? And let me see what else. I also see this. January, but January 21st has a lunar eclipse in Leo. It's the very beginning of Leo, and lunar eclipses tend to wrap things up, whereas solar eclipses start things. But the Leo thing in the middle of January may be where you complete one cycle, one maybe career path. It doesn't mean that you give it up or turn off your microphone. It could mean that you, a certain thing that you've been doing with it is completed, and then you can start afresh, you know. It isn't really connecting to your late Leo sun sign, but who knows? You can have other things going on there. And I'm looking ahead, and, you know, that's one of the major things that I want to tell you about. Basically, whatever you start this January should come to some kind of fruition by next year this time, and I think it will be very innovative, very unique.
Yeah. You've been doing some really cool stuff, and I've got some great backing, obviously, my producer on the show tonight, and webmasters and video people and my superstar for social media and all that I do, and she's closer to a partner than anybody else.
Yes, and often a producer.
Stuff off her.
Often a producer or a backer is your partner, you know? So
very true.
It's cool. It's great. It's very interesting.
There's a lot of people I work with. It's quite funny just for Jimmy Mac. So here we are. It's all good.
But yeah,
I appreciate the confirmation, because it's you're coming at it cold and hitting on a lot of things we got planned around those dates. So that's just
okay, that's cool. Yeah. All right, I like the validation too. You know,
I love it. Who doesn't? Hey, let's grab another caller. 818 Carolyn. How are you tonight? California is on line one.
I'm doing great. How are both of you doing?
Great, honey. Thank you. You have a question for Judy?
Yes, I do. Judy, I am a Leo, August 22nd, and a friend I'm going to ask about is also a Leo. I'm not sure if it's August 26th, but we're planning on doing some writing together, and her name is Corrine, and I want to know, how do you see that working out for us?
Okay, all right, and let's see how it is with Corrine. So we get Jupiter in the Astrodice in the 10th house. I mean, you couldn't ask for better, because that's recognition and success. We also get the sign of Cancer, which has to do with domestic issues, taking care of people, feeding them, nurturing them, mothering, or children. So is the book that you're writing on any of those themes?
Yes.
Oh. Well, tell me.
Well, I think about writing a book for children and their parents, I guess.
Wow.
Situations and family situations.
Well, that hit the nail on the head. Jimmy, right? Didn't that hit the nail on the head? I don't know if Jimmy's still on. Okay.
Yeah,
so you've got the success aspect. You've got the family, children, parenting, feeding them, how to take care. That's all going to be in your favor. So I have to say a resounding yes to your project.
Oh, great. That's good.
Okay, let me pick some. Let me hold on. Let me pick a card. I'm just going to pick one card. Okay. Now, the card that comes up is a spiritual card called the Hermit. And the Hermit is actually the light bearer or the wayfinder, like Jimmy says. It represents a period of maybe a little bit of seclusion or taking your time, because what you want is inner guidance. You are going to bring the light to others through your project. But first you have to be assured that you've seen what you need to see and receive the guidance that you are wanting in order to give forth the best that you can give. So don't rush into this. That's what I want to say. Give yourself time, and if you meditate, do more of that. If you have a mentor or a spiritual counselor, use that service, because it's going to help you. I think what you're trying to do is fabulous. You're trying to remove ignorance and bring light. When we say ignorance in metaphysics, it doesn't mean stupidity. It means a lack of understanding, okay? So that's what the concept is, that you're removing that and bringing your light to others.
Okay, that's good. All right, I remember all that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I would say to you, too, be sure, and I get all the bells and whistles on really flesh out who's doing what, okay? So if you're doing table of contents, so be it. You know, if y'all are 50-50 on this whole project, great. But you better really have bullet points lined up on she's doing this and you're doing that, you know.
Okay.
Just saying. I don't care if it's one piece of paper, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be complicated. But that way I think you're going to save yourself a lot of time and heartache and duplication of work, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. Me, honey.
Good luck.
Have a great night.
Okay.
Good luck with all that. Love it. 917 is our next caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Karen in New York. Thank you. I've been enjoying the show. Very fascinating.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Awesome. And
you have a question for Judy, honey?
Yeah. I'm kind of feeling like how could this possibly be the path of what I chose for myself? So any guidance on my right path, or what is the right livelihood, how I can move myself out of this rut I'm in?
Okay.
Aries with a Aquarius rising sign and Leo moon. Aquarius is conjunct Jupiter in Aquarius, in Venus. No, Venus conjunct Jupiter.
Whoa, what a fun thing. That's great. Good for you. And you're all fire and air. That sounds very, you know, very lively and full of mental energy. Now, let me see I'll go to your question about your right path, right livelihood, and what can be shown. Okay, so I see Pisces here, and Pisces is mystical. It's also artistic and imaginative. I also see Uranus here, which is the ruler of Aquarius, and that makes you a little quirky or unusual, different from the run of the mill. So the combination having to do with income or finances can be that you are supposed to do something out of the box, so to speak. You're supposed to do something artistic or spiritual that also is not what people have come to expect. It's not mainstream, okay? It's not usual or boring. So
can
there's an...
ask you, I'm sorry, could I just ask, where do you see the Pisces?
When? Oh, I'm just...
Where do you see Pisces?
Well, it comes up in this the use of the astro dice is like an oracle, like when you throw cards or you do rune stones or something. So it comes up. That's what I'm seeing. I'm looking at three astro dice, and Pisces is one of them, Uranus is another, and the number two is the third thing. And I interpret that for you as I'm doing. So Pisces here, what do you do as a hobby, or I don't even want to ask what your job or your career is. I want to know what your interest is, what your passion is.
I'm not even sure anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I used to pursue acting, tried many different jobs to find something else that would fill that void, that whatever. I never did. And then I ended up taking care of my grandmother, and I had to, I did everything for a while, but then I had to put the acting on hold, and she needed more care. And then it was several years, and by the time she died, I just collapsed and said, well, that's it, and it didn't work, and I'm too old now, and
okay.
I went into a depression anyway.
In the depression. Okay. Well, listen, honey.
I've been working on healing myself.
Healing.
I'm involved in a relationship. I've kind of become a caregiver, which I didn't plan on, but that's another thing right now.
Well, that might be the Pisces that's compassion, but I don't see that helping you financially. So I'm not sure that you should be continuing that. I think also that in a way you should count your blessings. You've gotten some of your health back, it looks like to me. Your luck won't turn for the better until you get yourself out of this. It's not just a depression. I think it's too much of a routine or too much of a pattern. Your nature, it would seem to me, needs to be experimental, needs to explore things. When you were an actress, you felt free and liberated, and you could almost go into another role and live life through a different person's eyes. That's very healthy for you. That's very almost exciting. So is there any way that you can find some hours in the week to return to that or some other liberated, experimental, almost a kind of avant-garde stuff? That would be excellent. I mean, I don't want you to leave the people under your care high and dry. I don't see that as being helpful, but I do feel that you are stuck in a rut, and this is contributing to your feeling that there's no future. You have to break that. You have to break through and find yourself back in that interesting, unusual, eccentric, lively person that you used to be. Okay. It'll take you a period of time, not right away, to do this. But small steps are okay. Little things here and there. Just to try something fresh and new.
Do you see this as an eventual career, or this is just more as therapy for me?
I can't answer that. You know why? Because it's going to very much depend on your state of mind. You are the instrument to drive your future. And the changes have to take place on that level first, the mental level, the emotional level, and the willingness, the liberation to try this stuff. Now, like I said to Jimmy, January is an excellent time to break free, to do something different.
It. You know, what comes through for her too, Judy, is anybody that knows that much about their own personal astrology, honey, you need to be looking at astrology, numerology.
Yeah.
You could do readings. You've had enough life experience. You'd be great at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd look at that. You want to do some acting? Do the Renaissance Festival, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Take on a character of that. You know, they don't care how old you are to come to Renaissance Festival and do things. Hell, you could do readings at the Renaissance Festival. So think of things like that.
Yeah,
okay?
Get back your spirit.
Like I said, it's very avant-garde is what's coming through and very unique for you. So consider those things, honey, okay?
Okay.
Good. Good.
You're
welcome.
Thank you. Have a Have a great night, and thanks so
much.
Thank
you, you too.
Okay, thank you, Karen. Okay.
Flies by, Judy, doesn't it?
Didn't it? Wow.
And it's an hour gone.
Wow, unbelievable.
We stir it up, girl.
We sure did, and it was fun, like you said.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Could I close by
website for you, honey? Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I just want to tell people that I am available for consultations. They are full astrological, but they also include tarot and the astro dice, your questions, and so forth. So I'm happy to give you the information if you contact me through. You can do Judy at wisdompath.com. And you can look on my website as well. It was such a joy to be on your show tonight. And listen, if anybody does need a little spiritual counseling, some guidance, some advice for the new year, please get in touch.
Love it. Thanks again, honey. We appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. We love you guys. We'll be here again, of course, next Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Reach out anytime, jimmymackhealing.com. We'll help you in any way we can. Want to wish everybody the rest of your life. We'll be the best of your life. And remember to make progress every day. Bye for now.